Welcome to this bonus Q&A session. The question is, Nelson, you recommend focusing the Christmas offering on three or four causes, but wouldn't it be more impactful and effective if we focused on one single cause? That's a very good question. It's a very common question. But it's actually more effective to have multiple causes. And I know that doesn't seem logical at the beginning, but what I like about raising funds for three items, or at the most four, is that it allows you to connect with more people. For example, let's say that you focus on missions. You know, it's possible that some folks would connect with that item while others wouldn't. Now, I do believe that missions is one of those things that connects with the majority of Christians, and about 80% of Christians across your church will probably connect with missions, but that other 20% may not connect with missions. But if you did missions and children's ministry, well, now you get the missions folks and you get those with a heart for kids. So instead of mobilizing 80% of your church to give, now maybe you're at 90%. Throw in a third item and now maybe you're up to 95 or even 100% of your people. Now, as I said in the resource, I wouldn't do more than three or four the first time out. Definitely missions and then something that focuses on your city or on your region, and then maybe something internal if you want to do a fourth one as part of that capital improvement campaign. But the key is don't spread yourself too thin and don't narrow your focus too tightly. And you can see great results of funding for your church and spiritual growth in your people as you give them multiple items to give to at the Christmas offering time. So a great question. Thanks for asking.